Hello family, welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth, and the Bible reference is from Luke 24:46-47, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The proponents of a false teaching that Christianity is a Jewish religion. But the words of the Lord Jesus in the opening text expel that notion. He said the gospel should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The gospel is for all. Christianity is for all. It only started in Jerusalem. So don't limit the gospel. Preach it to everyone, everywhere, and in all nations. The Bible says in Mark 13:10, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. In Matthew 24:14, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Then in Matthew 28:19, he instructed, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In fact, before his glorious ascension to heaven, he told his disciples, but ye shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:8. So the disciples began from Jerusalem, spread the gospel to Judea and Samaria, and then moved to the ends of the earth. Thus, it was from Jerusalem to the very bounds of the earth. This shows that the gospel is for everybody. It will produce results in the life of anyone who hears and believes it everywhere and anywhere in this world. Don't limit the gospel to your locality. Tell everyone about Jesus. Yes. Talk to your spouse, parents, teachers, students, neighbors, colleagues, or co-workers about Jesus. Preach the gospel to them. For those in the hinterlands and seemingly forgotten places of the earth who may not even understand your language, send them out to your realities. Like I'm sharing with you now. I'm sharing with you the word of God from Rhapsody of Realities, because I can't reach you. But if you listen to my first season, I shared it with you that I can drop by any Christ and Mazi church near you to pick up a copy of Rhapsody of Realities. If you want a soft copy, I can always share it with you. I've left my email here, but I can share my email with you again. nanabena@gmail.com. You can text me anytime in my Gmail. I can share Rhapsody with you, the soft copy with you, so that I can go through with yourself as you listen to the podcast as well. It was so important. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. Rhapsody of Realities is available in every known language on earth. So it's a tool for global evangelization. It's a love note from God with which you can preach the gospel everywhere and to everyone. Hallelujah. For further study, read Romans 16:25-27, Matthew 24:14, and Luke 24:46-47. If you're taking the Bible in 1 year, Deuteronomy 22:23-24, Luke 4:14-44. If you're taking the Bible in 2 years, Romans 2:1-11. In Psalm 90. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, thank you for the universal reach of the gospel, as it's what brings salvation to all, with no one left out. I'm an ambassador of Christ in the gospel. Through me, the gospel reaches many today whom you've ordained for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. From Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.